Following programming is sponsored by School of Investing Corporation. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It is presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy, and hey, that's me, Larry Steinhaus. All right, today is Friday, February 18th, and I want to welcome you to the show. We are here live on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia, and we are live on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Of course, you can find me on Facebook, TikTok, and other social media by searching Larry Steinhaus. And by the way, it's Phone Call Friday. That means you could call into the show live right now. The number is 888-329-3306. 888-329-3306. On Friday, we like to talk to our viewers and listeners and just see what's going on. So please call in. Let me know what you think of the show. And if you have any questions for me, of course, you guys feel free to call in. 888-329-3306. Hey, just a reminder, if you're watching online, hit that like button, hit that share button, and don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. Apparently, for some reason, either we didn't have a Money Chat Now YouTube page or something happened to it, but if you look up Money Chat Now, you might be able to find the YouTube page. I don't know, but take a look. All right, don't forget to leave comments on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter, and please say hi so I know you're watching. By the way, if you're commenting in a group and not the Money Chat Now page on Facebook, your name might not show up. So, you know, if you want to, go there and comment from there so I can recognize you. Hey, I want to say hello to Michael and James and someone else who just came on as well. All right, you can also attend a complimentary class this Thursday by going to investorschooling.com. And we are brought to you by Investor Schooling. And there you will learn about real estate investing and stock options trading from those who do it every day. On today's show, we're going to be discussing, of course, the futures update. We're going to be discussing the fact that Texas is suing Biden. I'd like to join that lawsuit. We'll be talking about California and COVID. CNN is in trouble again. And Elon Musk's donations. Hey, one more time, if you want to call in, 888-329-3306. 888-329-3306. Hey, if you're online, feel free to call in as well. Hey, Dave, thanks a lot for watching. Totally appreciate you. All right. Let's talk about what's going on yesterday and everything. Wow. It was another bad day yesterday as the market tumbled on the fears of war once again. Listen, Putin, hey, do me a favor, will you? Either go to war or go away. You're making us crazy here. And you guys on the market, would you guys please make up your mind as well? Please make up your mind. Seriously, this is getting out of hand. The Dow closed down over 600 points, and the S&P closed down 95 points, and the NASDAQ closed down over 400 points. Listen, when the NASDAQ moves this much, it really scares me. Remember that the Dow is moving when the Dow moves only 600 points, or when it moves down 600 points, which is pretty bad, it's only 1.7% drop. But when the NASDAQ moves 400 points, it's almost a 3% drop. Man, that's like the Dow dropping over 1,000 points. And it reminds me of the 2001 dot-com crash times. It's not good. We did have some winners yesterday, and one of them surprised me. It was Marathon Oil with the symbol MRO. It didn't surprise me that an oil stock increased with the threat of the Russia-Ukraine war. What surprised me was the other oil stocks didn't move up much yesterday, or hardly moved at all, right? We also had Walmart announce earnings, and that company did very well, pushing the stock up 3.5% for the day. It probably would have done better if the market, you know, didn't go down so far, right? So Walmart seems to be very prepared for inflation and inflated prices. In fact, they're making their customers aware of this and expect a big return in the future, according to their guidance report. I reported yesterday that the average consumer is getting used to the higher prices, and Walmart feels the same way. Walmart customers have the conception that they will, if they shop at Walmart, they will pay less for items, and that will work in Walmart's favor. Maybe it'll work, maybe it won't, I don't know. Anyway, Meta dropped about 9 points. Boy, and I'm going to tell you, my next buy price is under 200. I really still feel this stock is undervalued and misunderstood by investors, and that makes me think it's a buying opportunity. Apple is also floating down, and I'm going to be looking for under a 160 price to get in on that one. I believe we're going to see a continued drop in the market. However, don't let that deter you. You can make money on the upswings and the downswings. And right now, the Dow futures are actually up 134. The S&P is up 22, and the NASDAQ is up almost 96. Hey, don't forget, it's Phone Call Friday, and if you want to call into the show, please call 888-329-3306. Ask questions, make comments. We'd love to hear from you. If you guys are online watching, hey, feel free to call in. 888-329-3306. Love to have a conversation with you. Oh, a whole bunch of people coming online now. We got Sean and Joe and Victor and James and, of course, Joe. Thanks so much, man. You guys are awesome. All right. So if you want to, give us a call at 888-329-3306 and pretty much discuss anything you want to, anything you've heard on the show or anything you want to talk about, money or masks or anything. Hey, let's talk about Texas suing Biden. So I love the fact that intelligent people are starting to act against the Nazis in charge. My problem and question is, why did it take so long? Why? It was 2 years to flatten the curve? Is that what happened? You know, I have to say one thing, right? Here it is. If I can find it. Oh, where is it? I lost it. Oh, well. I was basically going to say, beep you, Biden. Well, now, Texas Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a lawsuit on Wednesday against the Biden administration regarding its illegal mask mandate for airports and airlines, claiming it's time to strike down the requirements. No, it was time to strike down the requirements over a year ago, but at least you're doing something. Yeah, you're doing something with, we have one more month to go before he lifts them anyway, and now you're going to say, oh, look at me, I'm a hero, I'm going to sue Biden. I mean, it's just, you have no idea how that annoys me. Anyway, Biden's repeated disregard of the individual liberties of Texans is not only disrespectful to the U.S. Constitution, it is also troublesome that any president thinks they can act above the law while hardworking Americans stand by, Paxton said in a statement. The legal case is Paxton's 22nd lawsuit against the Biden administration. Masks on planes are not only silly, but illegal too, the Attorney General tweeted on Wednesday. However, here we are being forced to wear them on planes, trains, and automobiles. For those driving, you know, of course, who need protection from themselves, that is. All right. And no one stands up for freedom except for Canadian truckers. I can't believe it's Canadian truckers standing up for freedom and no one else. Unbelievable. Hey, are you afraid or just complacent? Well, at least some of the Democrats are finally sick of the mandates and they're freeing some of the people they dictate to, even if it is to try to win their good graces in the upcoming midterms. It's so sad that America let this happen. The good news is that many Americans have woken up. Yes, it appears in America you could be woke or awakened. I choose to be awakened, and I choose to do all I can to make sure this never, that they never do this to us again. Good luck, Texas, even if you are 2 years too late. Hey, what's your thought on masks and vaccine mandates? Call me now, 888-329-3306. I'm also curious if you're a business owner in Philadelphia and if you actually acted like a Nazi and asked people for papers, please, before the idiot mayor dropped the mandate. Hey, we got Joe on the line. What is going on, Mr. Joe?
Hey, good morning, Larry. How you doing?
Good. What's happening, man?
Hey, great show. It's an awesome way to start your day, get you in a positive mood, keep moving forward. I just want to say last night was awesome. Larry, was Larry Lippman, is that his name?
He was hysterical. Feldman, yeah, Feldman, right.
Larry Feldman. Yeah, no, that was an awesome program.
That's awesome, man. I appreciate that. Yeah. All right, so what's your favorite part about this show?
So, well, of course, it's Larry and the humor, but also the insights into what's going on every day. It's a great way to start your day. I love the camaraderie of everybody, and it's just a good community. I love it.
Excellent, man. Totally appreciate the call, man. That's awesome. Hey, if anybody else wants to call in, feel free to call in, 888-329-3306, and I'm going to get back to the next story. Thanks, Joe. All right, let's talk about California and COVID. Well, it appears that California will continue to be the communist dictatorship country that it has been for the past few years. They are literally claiming that COVID will never go away, so they laid plans and stated it will be a permanent aspect of life. Ugh. Hey, Newsom, you idiot, you are correct. Colds have been with us for our entire life. Well, the useless governor has decided he will continue to dictate face masks and vaccine cards at will. Useless said this: "We have all come to understand what is not understood at the beginning of this crisis, that there is no end date, that there is no moment where we will declare victory." Yeah, you're right. Because as long as we keep Democrats like you in charge, we will never declare victory. This is what he said, by the way, during a press conference. I added the extra part. "The idiot will continue the child abuse by making children wear masks in school, no matter how much psychological damage it does to them. We must remember that nothing in the world is important enough to be a tragedy except for anything but COVID. So if children are suffering from the disease of Democrats and other power-hungry trips, it's okay, because one less person might not get the scary Omicron variant, and suffer from the sniffles. Right now, there are masks and vaccine mandates being lifted countrywide, and California happens to be lifting theirs as well. However, they're clearly warning you that if you don't obey them, Da Führer will make you pay. If you live in California and you haven't gotten means to escape, I feel sorry for you. But if you do escape and escape one of the free states, please don't screw up that state by voting Democrat. If you want to discuss the ridiculousness of masks, it is Phone Call Friday. So please call us at 888-329-3306. You'll be able to ask questions or make comments, and we'd love to hear from you. And right now, we are going to take a break.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way, and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. Investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I am your host, Larry Steinhaus. And of course, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829, 866-424-2829. And I want to thank you all for listening on WWDB Radio 860 in Philadelphia. And if you're watching online, please hit that share button so you can help your friends learn to make more money and even get a laugh now and then. Of course, hit that like button. Let me know you enjoy the show. And you can leave comments on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube, and I will try to respond to them. Hey, don't forget, it is Phone Call Friday. Give us a call at 888-329-3306, 888-329-3306. It's always fun. Hey, there's a whole bunch of people online. Let me see if I can get to everybody. We got Vin and Ken and Tom and Eric and Michael. And wow, it just keeps going. Awesome. Thank you, guys. I totally appreciate you guys watching. And if you guys want to call in, feel free to call in. 888-329-3306. All right. So far we've been discussing, of course, the futures update. And right now, by the way, the Dow is up 133 points. The S&P is up 21. And the NASDAQ is up 89. We also talked about the fact that Texas is suing Biden, and like I said, I'd love to join that lawsuit. I'm actually thinking it might be fun. Let's all get together and get an attorney together and just sue Biden for, I don't know, for whatever, for masks and vaccines and everything else. We also talked about California and COVID and how Governor Useless wants to make COVID a permanent place in California, whatever. And we're going to be coming up, we're going to be talking about, hey, CNN is in trouble again. And we're going to be talking about Elon Musk's donations. All right, and of course, we're going to be talking about today's picks and plays. But did you guys hit that like button yet? Did you hit that share button yet? Don't forget to leave comments on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, or Twitter. And if you listen on WWDB Radio, be sure to set a preset to this station and listen every day at 7:30. Hey, if you are listening on WWDB Radio and you're not online, hey, give me a call because I'd love to hear from you. 888-329-3306. 888-329-3306. All right, let's get into the second half, and let's talk about CNN. So I remember, and I don't know, some of you might not remember this, but I remember when CNN first hit the airwaves as a cable news show, and it was groundbreaking news outlet. It was amazing. It really had some serious reporting about the world. It all started with the Iraq War in the 80s, and the reporting on the war was amazing. It was absolutely incredible how they had really great, I mean, really great reporters. The broadcasts actually made you feel like you were actually in the war, and the reporters were brave, and they actually went right down into the battle zones, right? I got to tell you that at the time, some people said it was staged, but I didn't believe it. It actually looked pretty real. And then even talking to some correspondents from CNN who I met, you know, from the old days, they actually said that they were real. Well, CNN lost its ratings to other news outlets, and because basically other news outlets came up and they figured out how to do what CNN was doing, so CNN changed their format to be a liberal communist propaganda machine. Well, the network is struggling now with all types of internal issues with staff and reporters. We know that Chris Cuomo was fired for lying and helping defend his brother, you know, the ego-driven sexual deviant. Well, now, the chief marketing officer, Allison Gulist, has resigned from the network because of another sexual misbehavior probe. I don't know, have you noticed something strange lately? I'm not sure what's in the air or maybe in the blood of liberals. I don't know. Maybe it could be something they injected. Well, I don't know. Maybe I should have said that. But anyway, it could be because something is definitely weird here. It appears that the liberals in powers can't keep their zippers up and their legs closed, and they keep getting in trouble. I'm sure the ticker at the bottom of the CNN newsfeed says something like, "Study shows Trump made the staff at CNN have inappropriate relationships." I noticed something else lately as well. Have you gotten to places that have TVs on the wall? You know, like Dunkin' Donuts or McDonald's? They used to always have CNN on the TV, and now they actually have cartoons. Oh, wait, maybe they didn't change the channel after all. Anyway, it is Phone Call Friday. If you want to discuss something on the show, like CNN or anything else, 888-329-3306, 888-329-3306. Hey, let's talk about Elon Musk. I really want to talk about how disgusting the richest man in the world is. Isn't it disgusting that a guy who works his butt off, creates new technologies, improves on other technologies, employs hundreds of thousands of people, and keeps making the world a better place, should be worth $224 billion? Why him? Why not some guy who lives on the street in Philadelphia? It's just not fair. Well, at least that's the views of some of the liberal Democrats, who feel that people who risk it all to make it all shouldn't be rewarded for their capitalist efforts. Of course, we had liberals screaming for Elon to donate some of his money to solve world hunger when the head of the UN Food Agency tweeted that $6 billion of Elon Musk's money could solve world hunger. Well, the outspoken Musk simply responded that he would sell $6 billion of Tesla stock if they could show him how it would solve world hunger. Of course, there were other tweets back and forth where the two exchanged more words, and then it ended. But apparently, Musk did donate $5.7 billion to charities in the form of Tesla stock last year. Now, this was at the time that he was selling stock in November. If you remember, he's also going to pay the largest tax bill in history of $11 billion. They're not saying where the donation went, but I would bet that some of it went to the charity he had the debate with. In my world, by the way, and it should be in yours too, the best way to help others is to help yourself first. Make more money, help more people, and you can learn how to do this by making proper investments. You can do that by going to Investor Schooling, and you can watch this next commercial to find out how to do it. But before we go real quick, I just want to remind you guys of the phone number one more time. It's 888-329-3306, 888-329-3306, and we will see you in a minute.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Fell Falcone and Larry Steinhaus about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend investor schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. Investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And of course, if you'd like more information on investor schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829. All right, so far we've been discussing the futures update, and right now it looks like it's pretty decent. The Dow is up 140, the S&P is up 22, and the NASDAQ is up 96. We talked about the fact that Texas is suing Biden for, constitutional freedom. Hey, hello, Biden, why don't you read the Constitution? Maybe you'll understand what Texas is doing. We talked about the fact that California wants to keep COVID around forever so they can continue to dictate the in that communist state. We talked about CNN being in trouble again, and I don't know, whatever. It's terrible. By the way, I think Michael's right. I'm looking online and he made a comment, but I think maybe Michael's right that CNN is in trouble because they're smoking off the crack pipes that Biden has been giving out. We also discussed, of course, Elon Musk's donations and how to get rich and help other people. All right, coming up is today's picks and plays. But first, did you guys hit that like button yet? Did you hit that share button yet? Let everyone know what great stock plays are coming by sharing this information. And of course, you could share in your page or in groups that you'll feel will benefit from great stock plays. You could also leave comments on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. And of course, you could call in. Don't forget to call in 888-329-3306, 888-329-3306. And if you're listening on WWDB Radio, set one of your presets to this channel and listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know about politics behind the stock market. All right, let's talk about what's going on in the stock market. So it was a bad day yesterday, and technically it was actually the worst day of the year for the stock market. The market is still confused. However, I really do think it's starting to decline as the Biden effect and inflation will erode the market. Soon, the children playing with their Robinhood apps will go away, and trading will become what it used to be a few years ago by the few people who understand what they're doing. It has definitely become a shoeshine boy world in this market, and soon the skills that I teach will be back in play without the confusion. Oh, a happy day that will be. Ugh, it was so confusing when all these Robinhood guys got in. All right, today looks like the market might be up again. However, the money managers are fickle, so anything can happen. 4 weeks ago, we saw the violent swings during the day, and now at least we're only getting them from day to day instead of every day. Earnings season is winding down, and most of the big players have already announced their earnings. The end of February, to me, and I've noticed this over and over again, is always shows a pullback, and I'm expecting the same for the next 2 weeks. We should see an increase in the market about the second or third week in March. You know, I'm going to say hold on to some cash and look for these moments to buy. Oil stocks are still the play. However, they're starting to get expensive. So just be careful because, I don't know, it may not be the right play. Of course, the futures, just one more time. The Dow is up 138. The S&P is up 22.5. And the NASDAQ is up almost 97. So we might see a good day. I'd like to see it better, but it's still not where I'd like to see it. Well, we'll see. All right. So on the crypto scene, look, Bitcoin fell back again and so did Ethereum. Bitcoin is just about 40,000 and it's not really moving. You know, it's kind of jumps to 40, 44, but the same with the other coins as well. The coins are becoming too mainstream and that means they may move in value slower than in the past. I did notice an article today that Colorado will be accepting Bitcoin for tax payments. The coins are becoming more mainstream, so understand that we've got countries taking Bitcoin, we've got states taking Bitcoin, we've got mayors. Remember Mayor Adams? He actually paid in Bitcoin, which was kind of bizarre. So we got all these people that are accepting Bitcoin for payments, and it's making it more mainstream. And that makes me think the rush is over. It's going to make me think that we're going to be pretty much, you know, in the same place where. Where Bitcoin is just going to kind of be the same numbers and not really change. Gold is hovering right around 1900, and silver is right around 23.5. I kind of wish silver was moving up. Silver, I expected silver to be at 30 when gold hit 19, but it didn't happen. But I also say that gold and silver might be the play as war tensions heat up. I also noticed some good plays like AUY, which is a gold mining company, and JNUG, which is an ETF, are moving up. SLV is also a silver ETF, and it's also moving up slowly as well. So that might also be something interesting interesting as well. All right. So the Treasury bond, by the way, they're above 2, and actually they're right below 2, actually. And I don't know, it's probably never going to hit that 1.5, maybe 1.75. But right now, for sure, it's 1.969. And, you know, as the Treasury bond moves up, we already know what happens. The Treasury bond moves up, and then the NASDAQ moves down. So let's see what happens. I'm kind of hoping it settles somewhere, and the next scary number will probably be 2.25 and then 2.5. Unfortunately, I think it's probably going to be this year too, so it may not be great, but we'll have to see how that really plays out in the future, because, I don't know, the Treasury bond is a problem. It really is a problem. All right, we got about 2 more minutes, so if you want to call in, 888-329-3306, if you guys want to call in and talk to me about anything over there. Of course, I want to always thank the listeners on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia, and I want to thank you for your continued support. Of course, if you're enjoying the show, please reach out and let us know. You can leave comments on the WWDB fan page and look for us online. Of course, as you know, my name is Larry Sinus. I'm the host of Money Chat Now, and I'm also the CEO of Investor Schooling. So real quick, I want to talk to you about my book once again. So my book is called Money Hacks. And you can get that book by going to BarnesandNoble.com. Just look up Larry Steinhaus Money Hacks. And I'll tell you what, for those of you who ordered it early, so if you order it now, if you haven't ordered it yet, if you order it now and you come see me in person, I will give you another copy. So you'll be waiting for the one you ordered that'll come out in July. And I will give you another signed copy in person if you come see me. If you're a student or not a student, I have about 20 left. So that's it. After that, they're all gone. So if you did order it online, come see me. And if you didn't order it, and if you didn't order it online now. Leave a review for the book after you read it and let me know what you think about it. And don't forget, we also have the Freedom event coming up at Washington Crossing. And if you go to number4mmw.com, number4mmw.com, you can attend that event as well. And by the way, from time to time, as you know, I own some of the options and stocks discussed in this show. And of course, no one has asked me for my opinion. And as the joke goes, many people have asked me not to make my opinion. Especially some guy at the station called Sam. He doesn't like when I make my opinion. All right, you guys have an awesome weekend and have a profitable day. I'll see you next week.